Hi, I'm Katie Stone Perez, the host of Level Up. So on Level Up, we talk all about video game development, and one of the great things that I love to do is actually go out and talk at local schools about what it's like to be a video game developer, and just about creating technology in general. One of the things that I find is that a lot of people have a lot of ideas on what they think technology is and working in technology would be like, and sometimes not all of those ideas are necessarily true. One of the questions I get asked a lot is, what if I do it and I'm not very good at it? Well, the first thing I want to say there is that everyone has to start somewhere and no one's going to be perfect overnight. Monet wasn't perfect the first time he went to paint his paintings, nor Picasso, nor were any of the great creators out there. And so we all need to start somewhere, and I just urge you to try and give yourself a chance and look at technology as an option. Technology, no matter whether you want to be in the healthcare field or in education or whatever you want to do, technology is actually a great vehicle to help enable all of those experiences and dreams. Now, in video games, we obviously are using technology in a little bit of a different way. We take all of this technology and we help us to create a world in where we can immerse you within our stories and our narratives and our gameplay. Sometimes the games we're creating are really just for fun, to take your mind off something for a while. Sometimes they're about a profound story that helped change your opinion on the world. And sometimes you just need to blow something up. But no matter what we're doing within the video game space, it's an amazing group of talented and passionate people who help put these games onto your consoles and your phones and all of your devices to consume. And it's a really fun field to get to work in. So myself, I'm actually a producer, and so I've gotten to be a producer in the video game space for over 15 years, and it's been a job that I've absolutely loved to do. So one of the things I love to do is just get to talk with people. I love getting to find out what people are about and what they want to do, and I love getting to solve problems. So for me, I really found that I was immediately drawn into the producer role. I wanted to understand what everyone was doing, what they were passionate about, what we were trying to do in the game. And it's really my job as a producer to help coordinate all of that, to help bring everyone together, to understand what that North Star is for the player. We're trying to create these experiences, and if all of us were off having these different ideas of what we were trying to do, we wouldn't very successfully come together to create that single experience. So for me, it's a lot about making sure the team's talking, making sure everyone understands what they're working on, making sure that we have a clear schedule, and also that we stay on budget. So that's a lot of the work that goes into being a producer. Although producer is one of those jobs where it's just as varied, honestly, for every single person out there that calls themselves a producer, there's a different job description that goes with it. And that's something that you'll find in a lot of the tech space, that there's really different versions of different types of each and every role. So one of the other jobs that you probably think about in the game developer space is someone who's actually a game developer writing the code. Now, game development is something that in today's world you can actually go to university and get a degree for, but a lot of times that wasn't the case, and a lot of people just found themselves really passionately coding away and learning and getting some of the tricks and skills of the trade. Game developers have to take and create everything that we do. We have game developers who specialize just in AI and how to make that artificial intelligence feel right within the game experience. We have people who really specialize in how to just make everything really performant on the computer so that everything runs really smoothly. We have people who specialize in all different aspects of video game programming, and that's a really cool field to get to be in. There's a lot of ways that you can get started learning about video game development yourself and the actual coding behind it. In today's world, we have amazing tools and engines where you can actually get started. Things like Tinker and Scratch help you get started without even having to know how to write a single line of code. And you can also visit places like code.org where you can participate in the Hour of Code and some of their other great tutorials where you can actually get to learn and program your own games. One of my favorites is actually the Minecraft tutorial where you can actually learn how to code Minecraft. It's pretty fun. So another really important role in video game development is actually video game design. The design of the game is the heart of the game. This is the true North Star that we shoot for. And there's really so many amazing video game designers out there. Now, sometimes the video game designer is also the person writing the code or also helping produce the game, but sometimes they're just really focused on the design themselves. When I think back to my own childhood and one of the reasons why I so happily engaged in video games, there was really one man behind a lot of the games that I played, and that was Shigeru Miyamoto. And he has created so many of the wonderful Nintendo classics like Mario and Zelda and things like that, that he's brought to life those games. Having that idea, being able to take his ideas and turn them into a world, into a whole universe, and being able to take all of us on the journey with him. So video game design is something that's pretty near and dear to my heart, and I really respect that craft. So in addition to that, we also have things like art, which are not only important in video games, they're important in really all technology, because we all have to understand and we all have to be looking at something and see something. So a lot of times in art, we have what we call the user interface. And that's what we see when we actually interact with an application. Well, in video games, we not only have the user interface and what we oftentimes call the HUD or the heads-up display, and that's the information we actually see in the game about like our maps or where our enemies are or how much health we have, but we also have the worlds that have been created for us as well as the characters. We have people who are concept artists who just put pen to paper and take time to draw out these beautiful concepts of what these worlds or characters are gonna look like. We have people who have to do all of the fashion design that actually think about, again, what the characters' outfits are going to be like and what their styles will be like. We have people who end up creating all of these beautiful assets for these games. Now, once we have these beautiful ideas, people then have to turn these into 3D assets. So we have people who can actually model all of these different things, and then we have people who need to go in and animate and rig them. And these are all different skill sets. Now, sometimes you'll have someone who actually does all of these things, and a lot of times in a lot of larger video game studios, you'll have people that specialize in one of these specific areas. So art is another thing that we find really pervasive, and it's one of the areas where video game development has actually grown the most over the last couple years. Is really the number of artists that you have on a project, especially now that we're approaching into 4K gaming. Another really fun aspect of video game development is audio. So audio not only helps set the pace for the game, but it helps the player be aware of what's coming. If you think about audio in video games or in movies, the audio often cues the player on what's about to happen next, what they need to be ready for, what they should be thinking about. And audio does that so successfully in video games. In fact, if we actually take a video game and actually collect player feedback on it and we don't have audio in, we'll actually get much lower scores than when the audio soundtrack is actually turned on. And that just shows how important audio is to our day-to-day lives. So audio is interesting because not only do we have those composers, but we have Foley artists and people who are making all of those sounds as well. And we have people who actually record with amazing symphonies all over the world to bring that content into our games. So it's pretty cool to get to hear what they do. Now, interestingly enough, I've also heard that a lot of video game developers and coders also happen to be musicians. And so that's something that we see a lot of as well, is we actually have a lot of people within the video game industry, even if they're not doing music on a day-to-day basis, there happen to be a lot of people who happen to be very passionate about the music space. So that's something very cool. In addition to these kind of core roles that we have in this space, we also have a lot of people who do other aspects. We have people who are researchers who just take the time to find out how our video game is resonating with people. Do people understand the story? As video game developers, when we've created a level or we've created a concept of something, it's very hard for us to kind of sit back and take an objective approach to it and say, huh, is this too difficult? So we actually have people who come in and help test that, and we have people who bring in other people for fresh perspectives and give us insights onto what people think about our stories, what people think about our controls, and what people think about the gameplay experiences. And those are all critical components of video game development as well. We also have huge teams of people who help us with all sorts of other things. Things like finances. So we need people to help us track all of the dollars and where they're going. We have people who specialize in legal and are lawyers that help us write all of our contracts and help us make sure that all the contests that we're running comply with all of the different regulations around the world. We have people who speak all sorts of different languages and help us localize our games and also make sure that our games are culturally appropriate into all of the different languages that we're shipping our games into. There's really different rules out there, actually. So Germany, for instance, has a lot of sensitivity towards blood, so we have to make sure that when we ship a video game in Germany, blood splatter has to be much more reduced than you would see it in other areas of the world, and it can't stay on screen for nearly as long. So we have to understand those rules, and we have to make sure we're paying attention to them. And so those are things that having people from all over the world who have their different perspectives and their different cultures can help us better understand how to make our games resonate better. And that's the last piece I really want to touch on, is how important it is to have a different perspective and a really diverse set of people making video games and technology in general. So when we can bring a bunch of different individuals into the fold and have them go through our experiences and be a part of crafting these experiences, they can bring all of their ideas to the table as well, helping to build our ideas and turn them into something that's stronger. It really is an opportunity for all of us to collaborate and for us truly to have a better sum of the parts. So it's one of the things that I want to do is make sure that we invite you to consider the career of video game development and technology in general. There's a huge opportunity out there, and no, it's not going to be super easy. And yes, you will struggle and sometimes you will not get things right, but it's a really, really fun field, and it's something that really, if you're passionate about doing, there's no reason why you can't do it. There's tons of ways that you can get started now. There's all kinds of coding camps out there. There's wonderful programs where you can actually do summer programs learning to make your own video games. And below this video, there's a bunch of links on different tutorials that you can start to learn, as well as programs that you can try out. And if you ever have any questions, just know that I'm always here to answer questions for you. And you can find me on Twitter or at the email link below. Thanks so much.